Wednesday, Shir Samach Vav.
For you.
The Gemara was asking a kasha. And the memory of Rav Lezer, he scratched me the money, and then he gave her only a dinar. So Rav Lezer says, Mekudeshes liyashli. Even that he said the money, and the Maisi he goes and he gives a dinar. So we say, Mekudeshes liyashli. He means to Mekadesh in a dinar, and the rest is a tnai. And I've then fragged the Gemara Akash and Meisvi. His kach li b'mone, v'o yomoyne v'o yilech v'o rotzo echad mehem lachzer afilu b'dino ra'achroin, or reshuz b'yote, you could change your mind. And the Gemara understood that Lefi Rav Lezer, she's already mekudeshes b'dino, and the rest, it's only a t'nai that he has to give. And we spoke about, even that it's a t'nai, l'chura, you could be choyzer and not mekayim the t'nai, you could change your mind. These are the kashes that we spoke. But Mikol Mokim, the Gemara is asking a kasha that here it's mashma sheyochel lachzor boy, and Rav Lezer is mashma that the kiddushin will chal already in the first dinner. Hoche b'mayaskinen de omar b'monezu. So when he says b'monezu, so the kiddushin is only chal with a full money. So while the kiddushin is only chal in a full money, Meile kol zman he didn't finish to give the money, yochel lachzor boy. So what it says, Iskach b'mone v'yomoyne v'oilech v'rotzeyecho b'hem lachzer afilu b'dino r'achin r'shus b'yodoy. It's b'mone zu. Now he's holding a money and he's giving you the money and he says, Iskach li b'mone zu, and he starts to give it, 1, 2, 3. He could be choyzer till he finished to give the money zu. But Iskach li b'mone and he gives one, then Rav Lezer is right that he's meaning to mekadesh and the first one. This is the source of the shmeis of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara mid the seifa b'monezu reisha b'monestam. The ketoni seifa. Omar lo iskachi b'monezu. V'nimtzo b'nechoser dinor adinor shanechoishes elu mekudeshes. Dinor ra reisha mekudeshes v'yachliv. Lo reisha v'seifa d'omar b'monezu. Upirushik u'mefarosh. Rotzo echod mehem lachzer afilu b'dinor ha'achu in reshus b'yodo keitzad. Ki goin d'omar lo b'monezu. So what is the pshat? He could change his mind. Zog Rashi. Keitzad omar b'mone zu v'nimtza choser dino einu mekudeshes v'haynu dekoma rotzo echot mehem lachzor reshus b'yodoy. So what is the case of rotzo echot mehem lachzor reshus b'yodoy? He gave her money zu, v'nimtzo echot mehem choser, avdem shteit im rotzo echot mehem lachzor reshus b'yodoy. So if he says, I have a kiddush b'mone, and he gives her one, he can't change his mind, the kiddush in achal. He says, he's kachi b'mone zu, v'nimtzo choser, Rashi says, avdem shteit yochoy lachzor boy. Is medayek deran in the Rashbo in Rashi, b'mone zu, ורוצה אחד מהם לחזור הרשוס ביודוי, משמע that if he doesn't change his mind, and he fulfills up the dinar, she's mekudeshes. אז זה מדויק עם רשי. If he doesn't change his mind, and he fulfills up the one that is chosa, אז משמע in רשי, she's mekudeshes. Why she's mekudeshes? Person tells the isha, I had mekudeshes in this apple, and he gives her orange. It's over. Now he goes, he finds a new orange. Although she could say yes, it's not a reshus beyodoy lachzor, and automatic, if he's not choizer, she's mekudeshes. Im rotzo lachzor velekadesh, and she agrees, a reshus beyodoy. And in Loshen Abraisa is mashma that the kiddushin of Bichal Meilo. And the Gemara is mamshich, and by the way, and I'm a mistab, and he said, G'day to reishu v'monestam, hashtu v'monestam le'avi kiddushin, v'monezu mi boye? Verstehe nicht. The man is tam, he could be mashlim. The man is so he can be mashlim. Mashlim and both he could be mashlim. He mishu mo lehari, to le save le glu ele reishim. Shlo yote ma reishim on ezu, abe man is tam, abe kedushim, le save on ezu, abe reishim on is tam. Ve afilu ach le abe kedushim. So shita as rashi, if you mekade shayisho be man ezu, ve nimtza chosa, she's not mekudeshes, but if you give her another dino, she becomes mekudeshes. אם רוצה לעזור, יוכל לעזור. You can't force her. You can't force her. About, if you give her, she's mekudeshes. You don't need to do a new maisa kiddush. And the Rishoni Machoyle can Rashi, the Ran and the Rash Mantesus here, they say, מה פתאום? If you tell her, יש הרי המקודשת במון הזו, this is the maisa. This didn't happen. A new maisa kiddush, a new amira. Rashi is a pele Rashi. Peladi Gerashi. Memonazu. How it could work. So Vaisnes Rashi learns that when you say Arev Mekudeshes, if a person tells a lady Arev Mekudeshes with a stender, and he doesn't give her a stender, and he gives her a chair, it's over. Later he finds a new stender, he said, when a person tells a Isha Mekudeshes $100, and was missing a dollar, so I'll give you a different dollar. This is the das. About it, close by the mice, it didn't happen. She could change her mind, he could change his mind. Oh, but the umdene, he's not marked with that specific money. The umdene is not marked with that specific money, dafka this money. What is a chayfetz? As a smaller person is marked with a specific chayfetz. When there's no specific chayfetz, it's a money. So I said the money zoo. They give me something else, it also works. Now, the Rishonim bring a raya from Loshna Gemara and Zayin Amud Beis. עסקת שלי בשירו עם 50 ושווה 50 מקודשת. לא ישווה 50, או לא ישווה. משמע, the Gemara has nothing what to do. It doesn't say, וישלים. Value was מקדש in this שירויים, and it's missing something, so she's not מקודשת. So we'll say, yeah, שירויים is specific clothes. So when you say, בשווה 50, and it's not worth 50, it's too bad. But in money, Rashi holds, if they agree, אבל it's not that it's Mamon Azu, it's only Chal if you have it, but if it's missing, you can fulfill it. אבל נבל תעשה אורי לפי מה מוסף את האבני מילואים. And Rashi דבר המסר בשבו בחמישים, Rashi says, אידה אומר עסקת שלי בחמישים זוז, והרי לא אילך בדמי. He was מקדש של חמישים זוז. If Rashi holds that if it's missing, you could fulfill it, here also, l'chura, the svara would be that if you miss it, you can fulfill it. So the Rishonim Achoylek and Rashi, and they learned b'monestam, as Rab Lezer, b'monezu, im rotze yochel m'mlachzo yochel lachzo boy, aber l'fi Rashi, he could fill it up later, l'fi the Rishonim, if it's missing 100, the kiddushin are not kiddushin. If they want to do a new ma'ase kiddushin, they can do a new ma'ase kiddushin. This is the first chay. Ravashi Yom Amayna Vayiluch Shaini, the Daite Akule. If he gave a dino, she's Mekudeshes V'yashlim. If he starts to count, 1, 2, so she knows that he's counting, so she waits till the end, and she's not masking for Miskadesh in the first dino. The Rif is Mashmidit. And the Rishonim say, because he hold that the Iker Teretz is a chiluk v'mone stam l'mone zu. So the Aloch, if a person tells the lady, Iskadeshli v'mone, and he starts to count, she's Mekudeshes. State in the Sefer of the Braise, Bemonezu, Venim Tzachosa, Bemonezu, Venim Tzachosa. Yochel Achzabo. Nimtza Dino Shon Nechoishes, Yochel Achzabo. Dino Ra, Mekudeshes Veyachlif. Zog Digmo, I Dino Shon Nechoishes Eichidom. Ida Yoda Bey, when she took the 100, Hosovro Vekibla. הסופרו וקיבלה לא הצריך עוד יאיב נהילו בלילה הנה מי דהשתקח לו בין הזוזה דהשתקח לו בין הזוזה so she didn't know about it so she's not מקודשת now we'll see the last line of the Gemara this line is a שוורה line היי דינו רע היחדומי אידה לא ינופיק היינו דינו של נחוישת so she's not מקודשת אומר רב פופק אידה נופיק על ידי התחק The nofik al yedei atchak. It's a shvach adina. And here we have the pele de gemara. So what is the halacha? It's nofik al yedei adchak, mekudeshes, v'yachlif. What's it does? It's good shasadchak or it's not good shasadchak? If it's good, mekudeshes. If it's not good, she's not mekudeshes. What is the pshat mekudeshes v'yachlif? Doesn't make sense. Mekudeshes yashlim ahir. Bedino, we said he's mekadesh in one, v'yashlim. But b'monezu, he's mechaven in 100. It's not v'yashlim. The kiddushin needs the whole 100. If it's missing one, yochol achzor boy. It's nechoshes yochol achzor. If it's a dino ra, she's mekudeshes v'yashlim. She's not mekudeshes in the 99. She's mekudeshes b'monezu. The kiddushin has to work in 100, right? Has to be 100. So she's only mekudesh in 100. What is v'yachlif? What? Why the yachlif? It's good.
It's good.
So she's married on that chag?
No, she's married on that
chag. If she's married, I don't want to change. He's already a husband. He doesn't want to change. Why the change?
That's a Suffolk thing.
Father,
she's married.
You're saying the side. Suffolk? Suffolk?
No,
so she doesn't have to change.
The coin over here has a problem. I have to take care of the coin. That's it.
It doesn't make sense what you're saying. What doesn't make sense? She's mekudeshes or not? She had a das to have this dinner or not? Yes or no? If she had a das, she's mekudeshes.
Yeah, but this is not exactly the dinner.
Not exactly.
It's
so
good enough.
You're repeating the Gemara or you're explaining?
Still the
Gemara. What do you understand? I'm looking for someone that understood. I'm looking for someone that understood the Gemara. I don't know. Maybe I'll chapsha. If she wanted to marry him, a person marries a husband. Yeah, she's married to him, but she'll take a different husband. If she had a das to marry this guy, it's her husband. She likes him or she doesn't like him. If she doesn't like him, so she's not married to him. And if she's married to him, it's a black kedushin. What's the kedushin is v'yachlif?
Yeah, not medin
kedushin. Medin what? So the Ran and the Ritva say two mehalchim. So the Ran and the Ritva say two mehalchim in the sugi. One mehalach zok the Ran. The Ran is mamish b'ktzora, but the stipler breaks in that it's two terutzim. The stipler ruins the first mehalach. The Ran says, read the Ran inside. The Ran is mamish three lines. But the stipler reads in that the first line is one shtickle there, the second line is the second shtickle. Now we have to explain. Tilema, the cave in the Nofik are raising the Kudeshes. The first four words. If he switches it, she's not makpi. It's not the style. So tonight, she's masking to, as we said in Adino, mekudeshes v'yashlim, she's masking to miskadesh al tnai that he will switch. If I describe where's mishpat hatnoi? If she's masking, about a minute. Now, why when it's missing one, you don't say she's mekudeshes v'yashlim? Says she said b'monezu, she wants monezu. If it's missing one or it's dinosh nechoshes, she says goodbye. Why she says goodbye? Switch. It's not what you told me. I don't want to marry. She said here. He says two spots. First, he doesn't look like mamish a cheater. If he told her b'monezu and he gave her nechoshes, I got it. Ashak. Goodbye. He gave her. If he's masking to switch, so I was masking to miskadesh al tnai. Second nusach, she has a mashkle. She has something in her hand. He gave her money. So she has a smichus das to make a tnai. So the mele, we assume that she makes a tnai.
Why
She makes it night. Das ist das Teil. Im Mail, you will need Mishpate at Noim. Le Fide Rishon, in der ist no Mishpate at Noim. Take, it'll be very schwer. Ve Efsha. So das Teil, and now starts in Ozbshat. She'ein ha-kidushin tluim bekach. Ve Afal Pelo Yishlo Yichlifo Yim Mekudeshes. Elo Sheyesh Toi Lehachlifo Yim Medin Choyf Be'al. So the Steibler is going that the Ran said to Mehalchim, and the Ritva is a Shtigel Mur Shtar. We'll start with the first Malach again. So the first Malach we say in Pshat, Tznai. Steibler himself says it's Mamash Toli in the whole Shail, if you have to have Mishpate at Noim, if you don't have to have Mishpate at Noim. So in the Steibler, maybe I will say another Pshat in the first Pshat. If he's masking to... What is the problem, Master Shail? What is the problem, Matbeara? Mabaya Matbeara, what is not good? Maizat's money, Mabaya. So why the Maizat person doesn't want? It's a torn piece of paper. He's going to go to the Makola, the guy will say, he's scared, maybe it will not go. Zog the Steibler, if he has to switch it, she has with the switches. It's a good. It's a bank. It's one guy that promises to switch it. So b'meile, if he switches it, so it's nizbarel, that is a way to switch it. Says. B'meile, he says, could be this mitzvah loshen hara. The came in another Rebbe Kodesh is the mistomel lo yikabde kol sheichlifo. If he's switching it, so she's not married. So the first pshat of the Ran state clothed that if he's not switching it, so she's not mekudeshes. She's only mekudeshes if he switches it. So other the pshat is taken midan mishpate at noim. Other it's not mitzad mishpate at noim. It's mitzad that if he switches it, so it's kilu et yaitze boitze. But then the Ran is mamshik. Ve'efshel she'ein ha-kiddushin tluim bekach. Ve'avad mishlo yichlifo mekudeshes. אלו שיש לו להחליף מדין חייף בארבע. What's the pshat? The Ritva adds a couple words. A person owes someone money and he paid him bad money, the guy has the right to say, I want good money. What's the shaykhs? Pshat is a zez of this type. Mukhach from here, the yisayid of the Avne Milui. And here, even better from the Avne Milui. When a person is Mekadesh Isha, if a person is Mekadesh Isha, Memezuz, so first, Avade, this is the Maisa Kiddushin. But chutz from the Maisa Kiddushin, it's a psike. She's charging for her marriage. Memele. Zog this type, the pshat in the Ran is, Val is a psike, so he owes her, like if a person buys a house, he owes $100. I'm selling my house for $100. Make a kinyan, now you owe me $100. You came, you bought me $100 that is torn. Say, I want a better one. Shtet aloha, I have a right to get a better one. You married me. Now you owe me the money. You paid me a shvache money. So mitzad the psike, mitzad the choiv, she has a right to ask for the money. Mitzad the choiv, she has a right to ask for the money. Let's do that aloch. So, now I want to explain. It's not again what we spoke yesterday. Yesterday we spoke, in every almenas, it's a psike or not. I have a kodesh as bedino, almenas she tashle. Have the miluim wanted to say it's a psike, we said it's a chidush. Here it's not a tznai. The kiddushin is b'monezu. Harad mikudesh is b'monezu. So this is the psike. This is the psike. Harad mikudesh is b'monezu. Harad mikudesh is b'monezu. So while the kiddushin is b'monezu, it's a psike. So here everyone will be masking to the Avdu Miluim. That is a ma'aseh psike. That the Ruim was mechadesh, that even when there's no mishpate at noim, but it's chal mitzad psike, that is a chidush. You'd say, no, tnai is a milsa achrisa. But when this is the ma'aseh kiddushin, ein lecho psike, gdoi lo mizu. This is the tale of this type, Lord. It's very nice.
Why is it kiddush?
Very nice. Now here Belomdes, we need a little bit help Belomdes. He was Mekadisher in this manner. And the manner is Monera. He had a das, the Mekadish, in this manner. Why for Psyche, we say, value all the money, you have to switch it. And Father Maisi Kedushin, we say that it's this exactly what he meant. If he meant it, if I'm saying I marry you for this, so this is the Psyche. If it works for Kedushin, why it doesn't work for Psyche? How we spalt, how we divide it, to say, Klapi the Maisi Kedushin, this means someone was trying to say it before you. To say it yourself, then I'm a ratzis. If it's good for the Maisi Kedushin, why is it not good for the Psyche? There's no tags, no price. When a lady says, I'm asking to get married for getting $100, it's not only she agrees to get married, she's tagging herself, she's pricing herself for that money. And like when you buy a house and you say the price is $1 million, you owe me $1 million? You owe me for my marriage the money. So here, I wanted to get married the money, so you owe me the money, so this is the marriage. The marriage is the money. The marriage is the money. Right? This is the thing. The marriage is the money. So, I understand. I mean, it's not the stipend, forget about now. So what is the pshat? So you're right that he got the money, but even when you owe $100 to someone, he has the right to get nice coins. You have to pay good money. So she says, you owe me the money, pay me. And look at the rat, these are the words. These are the words. I don't understand. She doesn't have a price. Why is the price? Because she said, I want to get married for this. She was masking to get married for this. Why legabi the maisi kedushin, this, it's called this. Aber legabi choiv, you know, stay daze. Legabi umdene, I said the money, si heista money. But behilcho is choiv, when you owe me money, I have schusin for a choiv. So I think maybe the nusach will be like this. It'll be a big nafkemine. Let us talk, a person sells someone, I'm selling you a house for $1 million. Now, the guy comes, he wants to give you the $1 million, he starts to throw it on your head. Yeah? You tell him, no. There's a way you pay. Come, give it to me, besuder, and check, place. Why? It's called him. I can't get it like this. But Behilchis Tnoim, if I said, Al-Manasad, I will get $1 million. I think Behilchis Tnai, it's called that he got $1 million. Behilchis Maisi Kiddushin, Behilchis Maisi Kiddushin, he got $1 million. It's called a dino. It's called the money. And when person gets a payment for what he gave, he has rights. The Ran good is the same money. But I have rights to be taken care of. When you owe me, I made it tonight, I'm going to ask to get a money. So, Bechis Kiddushin, I get a money. Money Ra is called a money. But when you owe me money, I have schusim to ask the money that I have to get. So if it's the same money of Kiyum Atnai, if I didn't get it, I didn't make Kiyum Atnai. Of a vow, we're speaking about not the money of Kiyum Atnai. We're speaking about the money of the Psyche. I'll tell you, it's an interesting zach, and I don't know, it's maybe a sikum and a chelik of Kiddushin. If a person marries a lady, she's 20 years old, he tells her, I have mekudeshesli, $100, she takes the $100, right? She tells her, I have mekudeshes b'mone, she takes the money. If he takes a nairo, 12 years old, and I have mekudeshes b'mone, the money goes to the father. Kesef Kiddushin love you. What would be if he tells the girl, I read mekudeshesli, al menas, that tomorrow I will go out to eat with you. Avada, he goes out to eat with her, not with the father, right? If he tells her, Almanah, that tomorrow I will give you $100. To who the $100 go? To the father or to her? Josh, to who the money goes? To her or the father? What?
Prita is
that? Arayat mikudeshesli. Almanah, that tomorrow I'll give you a puto. Almanah, that tomorrow I'm giving you $100.
Why does she say
what?
Why would she say
he takes a ring, Arem Mikudeshesli, and Manaz, that tomorrow I'll give you $100. And Menashe Yildu Kshomim, where the rain has to go down, on the father on her. Has to rain. And Menashe, I will give tomorrow $100. Not Zoyche. If the Tnai be Miskayim, she's Mikudeshes. If the Tnai is not Miskayim, she's not Mikudeshes. And Menashe Tilchil Beis Ovin, she has to go to her father. And Menashe Tilchil Beis Abba, every Tnai. L'chud, the Tnai is done with the girl, not with the father. Maskim? If this is true, I'm asking you a shayla. Now, the miluim was mechadesh that it's also the price of the marriage. The price of the marriage belongs to the father. We saw in Tesis and Dav Gimel, Schal Bio belongs to the father. So, as the tnai, she's the address. As the psike, l'chura, the father is the address.
One other point, he's masking. The price is to give to his daughter.
He was not masking. Neither is mechadesh is below the asovia. I didn't say Ktano. Ktano, what he makes up with the father. I'm asking if he went over to a Naira, he says, Arem Mikudesh, he gives $100, she has to give it to her father. If he's Mekadesher in a shekel, she's married in a shekel. He says, Amenas, so he's Mekayim the Tnai. If the Tnai, Be'etzim, he could Mekadesher, Amenas, no Tnai. She could say yes for a shekel. She said yes, but she wants the Tnai. So the Tnai, the money has to go to her. If it's a psikah for the marriage, as a mashman faces, kesef shiyochol lemosro, that money belongs to the father. Pashtus. If we learn that that money belongs to the father, so we are interested to who the money will go. I'll bring you right that the money goes to the father. The stipend said, when you carry a lady with $100, it's also a psikah, right? So if you mekadesh a girl with $100, where the money goes? To the father, right? Stop. A regular girl, but result of mekadeshes. The money goes to the father. The stipler said, is a psike. The father owns a psike also. So the psike the father owns, it's close. If you're telling me that every kiddushin also has a psike, so the psike for sure goes to the father. It's mucham neve bein teira. The father gets the money of the kiddushin, the father gets the money of the psike. So if the father gets the money of the psik, and if he makes the tnai, lechura, the right place to give the tnai would be to her. So here would be interesting to say, if every tnai, if every maisa is also a psike, we go because on them is taking very shver, what's this mekudeshes v'yachlif? Lama zan the gemara weiter. Omar Rov v'Omar Rav Nachman. Omar lehiskat sheli b'mone, והניח לו משקו אין הלב אינו מקודש בעצם, מול את הפשעה הוא תקד את המושל דגמור את הפוסק עם יהודו יהודו מיץ דאישו תומו שעד הוא זה קדוש שלו וזה אסנן and she says she's masking if she gets a sheep so יהודו but I don't have a sheep so she says give me a mashko This is what happened to Yehuda. She was masking for a sheep. It could be it was an Esna. But she was masking for a sheep. He says, sheep I don't have. I'll give. So he meets a lady, I want to marry you. For how much? Kiddushin. I'll give you money for Kiddushin. But granted, I don't have it. So take my watch in the meantime. Eino mekudeshes. Money ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. Eis verrovel rab nachem, kitchu me mashkin mekudeshes. Osko mashkin deachim, kide rab bitzvot. כלומר, הביצור מנהי לבעל חייב שכוי נמשק, שני הלכות יהיה צדוקה, אם אין לכוי נצדוקה מנהי, מכאן לבעל חייב שכוי נמשק. בני רב חודה בר אובין, זו בן אבו אמצה בפריטה, they have a beyond it, they wanted to buy a sheep, they didn't have money, so they gave her a mashk. לבסוי פי יקר אמצה, so the guy said, I want to change my mind. They told me, we gave you a mashk. אז הוא אומר, רבה מי אומר לו, פרטי אין כאן, נכסה אין כאן. Maybe you could change your mind. So the Gemara is a chidush if you mekadesh a isha b'mone and you give her a mashkoin, mone ein kan, mashkoin ein kan. What is the pshat in the Gemara? So before we see the Rashi and Tosfos, it's be'etzem two pshotim in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. I want to start this whole sugya, they have the sugya. Two mehalchim in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. And we'll say them b'ktzor and we'll try to boy them eyes. The Yesh Mefoshim and the Rosh, the first Shita and the Rosh, learns like this. We'll start a Shita with a different Shaila. I tell someone, I owe you $100. I'm owing you $100. But if I don't have $100, I'm giving you a mashka. I could change my mind or I can't change my mind. I'm mischayev to you $100, take a mashka. It's chal or it's not chal? The yesh mefoshim hold that it's chal. The hainu. There's no problem. I'm committing and I'm giving a mashka and it works. So why it doesn't work in our sugya? He committed $100 and he gave him a mashka. So the yesh mefoshim learn, listen carefully. Reuven and Leah, two people. He wants to marry her. He never gave her money yet, but he promised that he owes her $500 a month. Now, I owe you a money. He gives her a mashkoin. The Rishonim learn, in the taking of the mashkoin, he becomes owing her a money. He owes her the money. So I'm asking this lady. Before she was a lady that no one owed her money. Now she's very happy. Someone owes her a million. She's worth, if you want the value, how much she's worth today. She's worth, someone owes her a money. So the SM, she got a money. So he tells her, and that zach what you got, I want to marry you. And this I'm marrying you. Before I did not owe you money, now I owe you money. I want to explain, I'm not promising to give you. I owe you. If I die, you take it for my kids. I'm not promising only to give you. I'm a chayev myself to give you money. And I owe you the money. If Lamashal, you want to go to Beis Din, you could go to Beis Din, they will sue me, and they will collect the money from me. Not that I know I promised you I'm marrying you tomorrow, and tomorrow you will get a ring. I'm owing you money. It works. This is what the Yesh Mefoshim learned. And la'alocha de paskin, if someone comes to his friend, I want to owe you $100. Take a mashka, now I owe you $100. In that moment, he owes $100. So why she's not mekudeshes? The chiddush of the sugya is, you cannot marry a lady by owing her money. Why you can't marry a lady by owing her money? Because kinyan kesef, you have to give her something. Here, you know, you owe her money. I'm asking now to owe to the whole world money, but I didn't lose no money yet. I'm in a bad matzah that I owe a lot of money, but nothing came out of me. So b'meile, it's not considered that he gave kesef kiddush. I feel that loshon haGemara will have to be misyashim exactly what pshat money enkan mashken enkan, but not the pshat that she got a. B'meile, while it's not a kiddushin, so the whole choiv falls apart. Now he doesn't owe the money anymore. Abel, the marshal, if he goes to his friend and he says, I will owe you money, and that money that I'm going to owe you, take a mashkoin, and now I owe you money. He owes the money. And with that, the miyashiv, the gemoris, and bob mitzia, that poyalim, that came and gave a mashkoin, it works. This is the first shita. The yesh mefoshim, the rashbo. The Rosh says, no, the problem is different. He wants to owe money, he gives a mashkoin. What is a mashkoin? A mashkoin and the money that I owe, but he doesn't owe it yet. It doesn't start. How it starts? The mashkoin is, and the money that he owes. But how he owes? Where's the kinyan? I promise you, I owe you money. Take a mashkoin. On what? Maybe explain it. I owe you money. Take a mashkoin. On what? How it makes? Monenka, mashkenenka. Monenka, mashkenenka.
He's giving
him a mashkenenka. So he's trying. Quick, what? Why? Well, he does it very quick. What it helps? So he does it. What it helps? He doesn't owe money. He gave a mashken. Monenka, mashkenenka. Forget if the Rosh, the words of the Gemara is Kipshutai. Monenka, vivo zain da mashken. Mashken of us. Mashken on what? And what is a mashken? And what is the mashkin? How will be a mashkin. A mashkin is when you owe money. I owe you money already for 5 years, and I'm not paying. You go, you take a mashkin. Take a mashkin, and maybe it works.
No, mashkin
is just a little. Yeah, yeah, please. The mele, it's not a chetitz. Mashkin has to be you owe money. You owe money, the moshe. I give you $100, so you owe me $100, and I want the mashkin when I'm giving you the $100. So you owe me money for the $100 that I gave you. So b'shas alvo, I give you a mashkin. But I'm promising you that I owe you money. When you promise someone that you owe him money, it doesn't help to take a mashkin. These are the two shittas. So lefili yesh mefoshim in the rosh, the problem in the sugya is not the chalois that the mashkin can catch. It's not a problem. The mashkin could work. It's like, oh, Shmuel is busy to explain. Shimon is busy to explain how the mashkin taki works with the first shita. I mean, the rosh tide is good. How it will start? Maybe boim keechot. Maybe boim keechot. Zog the Rosh, no, the mashkin just can't work. The mashkin can't start. We will be a nefkemine. What it be? If he goes over to the lady, I want to marry you to owe you $100. Make a Kenyan Suda that I owe you $100. Kenyan Suda works, right? We call them Yodam, we do a Suda. We call them Yodam, you owe the money. She's married or not? I'm marrying you the money, and we're making a kinyan sooner than I owe you the money. The fit the first sheet, the mashkin also could work. But with the choyv, we can't ish mekanizayin. Masha'engi lefit the rosh. The problem was, money ain't get mashkin emka. But look at you, you make a kinyan sooner, you make a kinyan shtar, a vanish, you'll be mekudeshes. These are the two sheetas. We'll see in a second. It's a way that what Rashi and Tesis hold. Not claw, what Rashi and Tesis hold. It's interesting to say, it's a big thing in the Rishonim, two pshatim. Rashi is one line in Rashi. Tesis is a couple more lines, actually. But in Rashi is almost one line to explain what is the Avonita. Now, it's interesting to Shulchan Aruch. Interesting to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, he goes over to the lady, and he tells her, I will owe you kach v'kach and take a mashkin. Eino mekudeshes. Zog de Ramo with the Loshon Ramo. Simen Choftes Zeivo. Oma lo iskachni bedino v'nosan lo mashkin at sheiten adino. Eino mekudeshes. Zog de Ramo. The kol sheken im nosan lo shtar al adino de lo yehave kiddush. Again, he's catchily bedino. I don't have the money. Take a mashkin. Eino mekudeshes. It's a gemor. Zog de Ramo. The kol sheken im omar lo im nosan lo shtar al adino de lo yehave kiddush. So he's catching the dino on the mashkin, doesn't work. Zog the Ramo v'kol sheken. Zog the chalkes mechoyki, what is kol sheken? We have two pshot. Lefi the rishonim, you can't be mekadesh mechoyv. Lefi the rosh, it's because the kinyan is not chal. B'shtar, the kinyan is chal. Why are you telling me kol sheken? How are you telling me that he's catching the dino and he gives the mashkin eino mekudeshes? V'kol sheken, if you write a shtar, it's chal. And lefi the rosh, she would have to be mekudeshes. She's only not mekudeshes lefi the rishonim. How the Ramok, the Shulchan Aruch could say, is catch the bedin of the mashkin and mekudeshes? Zog the Ramok v'kol sheken b'shtar. So the chalik is mechalik. Kanira the Ramok decided here not to pass me like the rosh. He was going like the yesh mefoshim. So why he made a kol sheken? He hoped the kinyan could be chal. So why it doesn't work? Because he didn't give nothing, right? I'm asking you when he gives less. When he gives a mashkin or when he gives a shtar? Again, if the kinyan is chal, when you promise someone money and you give a mashkin, the kinyan is chal. But matona is chal. It only doesn't work b'kiddush. Why? Because you have to give the money. It's by you. You didn't give nothing. She didn't get nothing yet. She didn't give it. When he gives less, b'shtar or b'mashkin? Josh, when is giving less? B'shtar or b'mashkin? B'shtar? In mashkin, we know from Reb Chaim, in mashkin, lik dechoy? In mashkin, lik dechoy? The mashkin is ever a tfisa from the money. And mashkin lik dechoy? Zog de Ramo, I hold like the first shita that the kiddushin is not chal. Not because the kinyan doesn't work. It's not chal because you have to give. It's not a maisa. It's not a kinyan. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. Memele hu adin b'shtar, and not hu adin kol shikin b'shtar. So it's a mod nezach. They call it a sheker dike kol shikin. Are you lefi derosh? Here it's not chal. Why? Because there's no kinyan. B'shtar et bichal. So the rabbi is coming to say, don't have a mistake like the rosh that it's chal b'shtar. I'm telling you that it's not chal. Leshitosi that it's not chal because the problem is in the choiv. It's kol shikin b'shtar. But someone will hold that b'shtar is mekudeshes. So it's wrong. When you write the halacha, she's not a mekudeshes and kol shikin b'shtar. I hold that it's kol shikin b'shtar. But yesh mishoimer shebishtar mekudeshes. אז זה שטייט אין דה רשבו, אין דה פי, זה חזור אין דה פי, תגמור עושה, רק, the first רשי אין היי, שטר אין פוידים בו, עם כוסב לגזבו, שטר על המועס פידיון, אין ההקדש פודוי, מדויק אין רשי, look in here, מוד א', מדויק אין רשי, that in the same case, בקידושין, שזה מקודשת. שטר אין פוידים בו, הקדשת, רשי אין מוד א', עם כוסב לגזבו, על המועס פידיון הקדש אין הקדוש יפודוי דבינים בנוסן הכסף וקום לו זוג דרש בו משמע that if you will write a star on כסף is חייבס שיהיו בי מקודשס So it's a kol shikin. So this is the chalik is mechalik in the bishmul. The Ramo says a kol shikin that it's a bluff. הרי לפי לראש יש מקודשת I hope so that the אחרונים go and ask stiers in the Ramo and the המשך הרמו אל אבן עזר is מוכר in a couple places that he passed in the Rosh וכו now it's מוכר that he's going לפי יש מפורשים and that's time going וכל שכן וכל שכן I hope that יש מפורשים so I'm saying יש פה בעיה the בעיה is this is the בעיה with the answer The Chalkas Mechoikik said he's going like the Rosh. And then they ask Stiris in the Rosh, I don't know if all these girls will get to the Stiris in the Rosh. I'm saying, but the Pesach is that you're right that he's going with the Rosh. I'm sorry, that he's going like the Yesh Mefoshim. Because if he holds like the Rosh, she has to be Kodesh at Beshtar. But how you could say Kol Shekel? The Hu Adin Beshtar, because I hold like that shit. And if the Rosh, it's Fakert. The Ramo is Meram is here. That he meant that she's not mekudeshet, not only lefi the yesh mefosh. He meant that she's not mekudeshes, even lefi the rosh. Aye, lefi the rosh of the kinyan is chal, she's mekudeshes. Vais tois the rosh maybe is moide that is two chesroines in the sugya. One chesroin that the kinyan is not chal, and the rosh also holds that even if the kinyan is chal, he's masking to the rishonim. Again. We have a klore machleikes, like we mentioned, Rashbo, that yesh mefoshim learn that the kinyan is not chal, but she's not mekudeshet because he didn't give the money. And the Rosh said that the kinyan is not chal. Oh, but if the kinyan be chal, zok the Rashbo, but as Rashi and the Fei, she'll be mekudeshet. Now the Rabbo passed that b'shtar, she's not mekudeshet. Pashas is only yesh mefoshim. But if he calls it kol shekin, vice this he holds that b'shtar. Even if the kinyan is chal, but there's another chisoron that he never gave epes. That is two chisroinus. Now, this is the aleph of the tzus of the shmaisa. Now, Rabbi Seinu, the Pnei Yeshua Be'etzem, is the more of the shmaisa here. how Rashi and Tesis learn. So the Rashi said Mefurish and Dafei that Shita Rashi that Bishtar it works. So in the Rashi and Dafei state with the Rashi that the problem is the Maisikinian. But Lu Yitzu Mana Engan Mashkin Engan. But if yes, it works. Lama Zan Loshen Rashi by us Mana Engan Hilkach Mashkin Eino Yisho Veklum Sheina Mashkin Matol. So the Pirshua, this means the Rosh. Hilkach Eina Mashkin Shoveklum. Why? Because it's not Chav. If it be Chav, she'll be Mekudeshes. If it be Chav, she'll be Mekudeshes. She's Eina Mekudeshes. Hilkach HaMashkin Eina Shoveklum. Because Mona Engad, the Mashkin is Gomish. That's a Teisves, Zog de Pnei Yeshua, is a stira. When you start Teisves, it's Mashma that he learns like the Rishonim, and in the Hemshech, it's Mashma that he's learning like the Rosh. Maybe you will hold from both. Lomas and the Teisves inside. Mona Engad, Mashkin Engad. Ve'einu Mekudeshes. Nefisho Isho Niknes Bekesef. Ve'akesef Einoi Be'ein. He'eich Yiknes. It's not the words of the Yesh Mefoshim. It doesn't say that it's not Chav. Ve'akesef einoi be'ein. She'ein ha'mashkin tachas ha'kesef. Keivon shelo yishoer b'yad ha'yisho. He doesn't say he poshut doesn't owe the money. Ein ha'kesef be'ein. Vada yom alo yizkachi b'mashkin zeh. והמשכן יהיה שלוך, פשיטה למקודשת. כמו יקן, אם עוד אולך אבירוי, הייתן לכו מונה במתונה, והניח לו משכן עליו, לא יקונו המונה במשיך עשה משכן. Why? פייד פני ישוע, why not? Here it's not a מייסי קידושים. יש מפורשים, hold on it works. So this is what פני ישוע is telling the Aron. The Rosh starts the words that she's אין המקודשת, שאין הכסף בהם. It's נשכן גלד. Hi, the mashkin. While the mashkin doesn't stay, it's not called money. It's not called money. It's not called money. And then his mamshich and he says, but matona it's also not koine. Why but matona it's not koine? Are lefi the rosh? Lefi the yesh mefalshim matona it's koine. The problem was only in kiddush. Zog de Pnei Yeshua, Teisus hold Vaisus in both Chesloimus. Now, we have Be'etzem three Shittas. We have a Shitta that holds that it's the only problem is B'Kiddushi, V'Matone it works. But it's not called Kesef, and Lefi that Shtar will not work. Yesh Mefoshim, the Fakir, the problem is in the Kinyan. But if you have a Shtar, it will work. And we have a third Shitta. The problem is also in the Kinyan, and doesn't work with Matone, and the problem is also with Kiddush. Now, the Gemara is Mamshich. Eis v'rovel Rab Nachman kitcha b'mashkin mekudeshes. Hosom b'mashkin de'achayim v'kedar Rav Yitzchok. The Rav Yitzchok minayin le'bal choyim shekoyin e'mashkin, sh'nem l'chotir etzloke, imen nikoyin etzloke, minayin mikal le'bal choyim shekoyin e'mashkin. Mashkin de'achayim, it works. So now we'll start. Lefini yesh meforshim, deer is real money. Chaskel owes the money. So now he gave her that mashkin. Someone owes him money, he gave her that money. But lefini, I'm sorry, so lefini the rosh, here the kinyan is chal. Lefini the rosh, here the kinyan is chal. When he tells her, I owe you money and gives a mashkin, it doesn't start. But if someone owes him money and he transfers, now he owes you. I'm giving you what he owes me. It's a real Maisa Kiddushin. Aval lefide yesh mefoshim that the problem was not in the chalois. Choyv is not something that you could get married with. It's not something that she could feel in her hands. Nothing happened here. Frek de Rashbos, why mashkan de acherim shiz mekudeshes? When I gave you a mashkin, I also owe you money. You said owing money is garnish. So why mashkin de acherim is mekudeshes? Again, if the problem was when I gave you, I was not mischayev, mashkin de acherim, the chiyuv is there. Oh, but if it is mefoshim, that it's not money. It's like the Rashba, the chiyuv is very poshim. Like I said before, When I mischayev to you money, I didn't take out no money from my pocket. I promise you. When someone owes me money and I give it to you, you know what happens? Now he doesn't owe me. He owes you. So I left. For me, that choiv disappeared. So I gave you a ma'aseh kiddush. So this is ba'etzem the tzus of the shmaise. Betamtis. Behind him. As a machlekes, if the pshat it's not chal, or is a problem with the ma'aseh kiddush, if it's not chal, zogin the rishonim, so mashkin the achayim, it's poshut laishis mekudeshet. And b'shtar, it's poshut laishis mekudeshet. Or the lomdus of the sugi, not that it's not chal. For ma'aseh kiddush, it's daf geb. Das heist ich zu geb. Aber me mele hu adin b'shtar. So heist ich zu geb. This is the rabo. We call shikin b'shtar. Ah, I frag the Rashbo, so why mashkin the achayim will work? Ari mashkin the achayim, I also didn't give. So like the, you're right, you didn't give her. Oh, but it came out from you. When I promise someone that I owe you $1 million, but I could stay this, I could promise millions and millions, and I stay the same person. When someone owed me money and I gave it, I had it, and I don't have it anymore. That's in this sugya is a bissel mel to do, but I think I'll say that advorim will be mamshich tomorrow, tonu rabbonon. I want to finish till the end of the Om with all the Gemoras because it's a shame.